The UAE authorities did not release any political prisoners to mitigate the impact of COVID-19. The general situation in Al Wafa prison and other prisons, where if the disease COVID-19 spreads, it could have catastrophic effects, especially if there's no adequate medical care. We have recently learned that a young Omani student who was in the UAE, was studying in the UAE, and was arrested 2 years ago, who is now kept in Al Wafa prison, has tested positive for coronavirus after showing severe symptoms. He's only 20 years old. His name is Abdullah Al-Shamsi, and he is not being given any medical care. He also has underlying health conditions. According to our information, he has not been allowed to see a doctor at all. Not only not recently, but not at all in the whole time he has spent in detention. He is now in prison in terrible conditions. UAE prisons tend to have very terrible conditions, particularly for political prisoners. So Abdullah Al-Shamsi was arrested in August 2018 on charges of showing sympathy to Qatar. He was a student at the time. He was only 17 years old when he was arrested. He was taken to an undisclosed location where he was kept for more than 6 months. Was tortured during interrogation. And then only very recently this year, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison. He's now being kept in a separate prison block. In solitary confinement, there appear to be around 30 people in that prison block. And it's very likely in the conditions that he was in before, which is extremely overcrowded. Al Wafa prison, which is in Abu Dhabi, is famous for its overcrowded conditions with cells that are made for 8 people that often hold dozens of prisoners, where prisoners have to sleep on the floor or share beds where social distancing is practically impossible, that he passed the disease on before he was isolated. In 2018 and last year, and as well as early this year, there were letters and audio recordings smuggled out of Al Wafa prison. They detailed terrible prison conditions as well as torture and ill treatment. They said that the women were held in extremely overcrowded cells, that insects spread throughout the prison, such as ants and cockroaches, that they are denied clean drinking water and adequate food, which of course leads to ill health and a very poor immune system. But nonetheless, they are not given any medical care.